colored eye. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
Welcome into a very special edition of Sell or Die. It is our Best of June episode, and I am Doug Branson. I produce this fair show alongside Jennifer Gluckow and Jeffrey Gittimer. In this episode, we are going to be looking back on the month of June, going over a few of our favorite moments from the month that was. But first, I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone out there who has supported this show, not only this past month, but this past year. We've seen huge growth in our numbers, in our ability to deliver information to you in different platforms. We've launched the Motivation Monday episodes. We're doing the Sales Manager Spotlight episodes. And we could not have done any of that without your support. And it comes from people like DJ Mixman Mike, who left this 5-star review on iTunes. DJ says, "We can all agree that in sales we face some pretty tough challenges. Jeffrey and Jennifer have helped me and many of my colleagues with many of the challenges we face on a regular basis. Jeffrey's YouTube videos get passed around the office all the time as instructional and motivational tools, and these podcasts never get old. I look forward to the upcoming webinar on the 14th. Thanks for all the help, motivation, and support you lend to us salespeople on a regular basis. You are appreciated." DJ Mixman Mike, you are appreciated. Thank you so much for that wonderful 5-star review on iTunes. Please, we encourage everyone out there, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Let us know how you feel about the show. It helps us move up the rankings and helps this show get out to more people who need sales help. And we will read them here on the show. All right, first up on our Best of June episode is a fantastic interview with Mario Martinez Jr., who is the CEO and digital sales evangelist for Vingresso. And this clip you're about to hear right now is how to better share your own content on LinkedIn. And let me tell you, Mario Martinez Jr., Super Mario, knows all about how to upgrade your LinkedIn. Take a listen.
Two things you want to start doing.
A, photocopy the LinkedIn influencer. B, paste.
That's a good one, actually. Never thought of that one. but this is going to be applicable to a salesperson as well, right? So all your YouTube videos that you've got, Jeffrey, anything that you create, you need to post that video on LinkedIn natively. Meaning you need to upload the MP4 natively to LinkedIn. Not as a YouTube, natively to LinkedIn. Yeah, you can publish through social media over the course of time and drip that in, you know, have the YouTube video go out. But on LinkedIn, you're going to create that video. You're going to upload the MP4 directly into, you know, the upload a video tab. Upload there. Then what you're going to do is you're going to amplify that video within the first hour of it going live. So start it out at 6 o'clock in the morning, local time. You're going to send it to 25 people within your organization, and you're going to say, please like and comment on this thing. What LinkedIn is doing, LinkedIn is actually amplifying it. There's two things that they do in terms of amplify content, like Facebook. Video is one of them. And so what you want to do is that's going to start creating a lot more quote unquote followers of your video content. If you get 25 people to like and comment on within the first hour, LinkedIn's like, ooh, we got something trending here. Let me keep amplifying this throughout the network. And so they are pushing that piece of content. So I think what I see from you is a lot of your YouTube stuff on LinkedIn. You can do that with the social media drip, but take every MP4 that you create and actually upload it directly into LinkedIn. Does that make sense?
Total sense.
That's cool.
It actually makes sense and makes money.
And here's the other thing. If you want another trick, another influencer just called me, who you know, I'm not going to name the person's name.
What's it rhyme with?
What's that?
What does it rhyme with?
No rhyme. Okay. And they said, what if I took my 100,000 person email list and I actually sent an email with the actual hyperlink of the posts for people to engage with? Would that help? Absolutely. So if you've got a hot video that you've created, you use your email distribution list, right, to actually amplify that particular post. And the thing that I said with 25 people, just pretend you've got whatever, how many people you got on your email list. You now take that and it's going to go
so
viral.
Do you feel it's more important to amplify a video that you create and post on your website or wherever? Do you feel it's more important to amplify it and send people to your website or to your LinkedIn? What's more powerful?
It's a great question. If you're an influencer like yourself, you're leveraging the channels and eventually people will get back to you. What they're interested in is the IP and the knowledge that you all have, right? The training information. So you're trying to just like you've leveraged YouTube, just like you've got Twitter down, now you need to focus in on that LinkedIn component, right? The reality is that if you post do this on your LinkedIn browser, type in on the search bar, hashtag Vingresso Vids, V-I-D-S, Vingresso Vids. There's also the hashtag Vingresso Picks, P-I-C-S. If you type in those hashtags into your search bar, you're going to see a lot of the things that Vingresso is doing. And we don't use our list. We rarely use our list to amplify the social content, only if it's something like a big major announcement that we're doing.
Like your appearance on this podcast?
Like my appearance on this podcast, exactly.
This is Christy Walters.
And I'm Jeff Bajorek. Together, we host the Why and the Buy podcast, and we are pumped to be a part of the Sell or Die podcast network.
The Why and the Buy is a show about tackling sales and leadership challenges that salespeople and small business owners face every single day.
While we have a lot of fun doing it.
I'm a dad. I'd like to think I'm not a terrible dad, but I'm a dad, and I make bad jokes.
I love it. That's what happens when you start a podcast.
If you like making a lot of money and being super successful, then sure, I suppose.
Jeff and I have been there. We've lived through it, and we're here to share the lessons we've learned. So subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Stitcher, or wherever you get podcasts. And remember, when you know your why.
Your hows and your whats get much better. We'll talk to you again real soon.
And mic drop.
You just heard a little clip there from the Why and the Buy podcast with Jeff Bajorek and Christy Walters. I actually also produce that podcast as part of the Sell or Die Network. If you want more information about the Sell or Die Network, you can visit sellordienetwork.com/subscribe. If you have a podcast or you want to start a sales, business, or personal development podcast, please let us know by email as well, sellordie@gittimer.com. But if you just love listening to podcasts and you want more podcasts just like this one, well, let me tell you, the Why and the Buy, they are doing some great things right now. So just go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to Overcast, and search Why and the Buy. They'll come right up. You can subscribe to them as well. Make them part of your daily routine. Okay, next up on this Best of June episode, we have the absolute master of cold calling coming up next, Michael Padone of SalesBuzz.com. Michael is talking about one of the biggest mistakes that those in sales make with warm leads. They also highlight that it's about paying attention to details. Take a listen.
You know what? You know what's funny with you saying that? One of the things I was just going to say is one of the traps and dangers that sales reps fall into, they think just because it's a warm lead, they can skip steps. Or they think that they're just going to be able to, you know, they could just build a relationship and try to have build some rapport. And they think that if they like me enough, they're going to buy me. Sure, nobody's going to buy something for somebody that they don't like. So that's a piece. You know, you should naturally be likable, but you need to, like you said, you gotta close the deal.
Mm-hmm. You gotta put them in the net. You gotta take them off the hook. There's all kinds of things. You gotta put them in the well. I've seen fish jump out of the boat, and they don't jump in the boat, but they can jump out of the boat. And you have to be if you're a salesperson, you have to get the contract signed and the person commit to take delivery for whatever it is. And if you skip steps like filling out the order form properly or gaining the commitment, then you have what's known as buyer's remorse set in. And on the phone, that's the easiest place to get buyer's remorse, I think. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that the biggest problems that most sales reps have, I'll give you a little tip right here. So one of the biggest mistakes a sales rep will make on the phone, especially if they're using like LinkedIn, all that, which I love and I use all the time, they'll look at somebody and they'll assume they're a decision maker based on the title.
Mm-hmm.
And then so what ends up happening is they will go ahead and when they go for the close, or let me back up for a second. They'll just go something like this. Well, are you the person in charge of making decisions? The guy goes, yeah, I am. Great. Check mark. I got decision maker. That's what he thinks. And then so he moves forward and he gets to the end. He tries to go for a close and he goes, well, I got to check with so-and-so. And now the dude's like, or he or she is caught like a deer in headlights because it's only one of two things. It's either they're lying or telling the truth, right? So if they're telling the truth, the person assumed they're a decision maker because they only asked one question. They didn't do a follow-up question that I like to ask.
What would you ask?
I'll get to it in a second for you. Right? Or what'll end up happening is they're lying and because you missed problem recognition or there was something that they didn't like and you're never going to get them on the phone again. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's the problem of assuming that they are the decision maker based on their title. So for me, if I'm calling somebody and I'm in the middle of my qualifying process to avoid that scenario, I simply go like this. So Jeff, let's role play for a second. So Jeff, say yes to this. Okay. Jeff, so other than yourself, who else is involved in the decision-making process?
Me, I swear to God. No, me.
I know.
You, nobody else. Listen. No. Okay, sometimes I'll talk to my partner.
Okay. So let me ask you a sentence. So let's do this then. Assume for a moment you end up really liking what it is we have to offer. And let's say you decide you want to move forward with it.
Yes.
What happens next? Where do we go from there?
Well, next I would probably tell my partner what we're doing and she would either agree with it or disagree with it.
All right, cool. I mean, is this something that she knows you're looking into or are you just kind of, blindsided or taking the bull by the horns a little bit?
She doesn't know yet. I haven't told her.
All right, so let's hit the pause button now. So watch, look what happened. One, we're having a normal conversation. That's how I do it right on the phone. But if a salesperson just says, are you the person in charge of the decision-making process? And they go, yes, I am. They go, great. And they move forward. Mm-hmm. Well, by me, I run the fast forward technique. That's what I called it. Right? I go, so just assume for a moment, Jeff, that because notice I haven't told you about it yet. I'm qualifying you before we do the presentation. That's why I said, so Jeff, assume for a moment that you end up liking what is it we have to offer. And let's say you decide you want to move forward with it. What happens next? Where do we go from there? And look at how you just opened up and exactly. Shared everything.
I have a technique and I'll share my technique with you. I ask people, how will the decision be made?
Perfect.
And it's not quite done.
I understand.
They say, well, we have a group of people to get together and we pick who we want as a supplier. And I go, oh, great. Then what? I ask, then what?
Absolutely.
Well, then we go to the CFO because anything over $25,000, we have to get their approval. I go, oh, wow, that's great. Then what? Well, anything over $50,000, we have to go to the – so they're not the decision maker. They can't buy toilet paper without asking their daddy.
Again, that was Michael Padone. You can find out more about him at salesbuzz.com. June was just a packed month for guests of all kinds of different stripes that covered all kinds of different materials. You had Mario Martinez, who was doing social media. You had Michael Padone, who was handling traditional and non-traditional strategies for cold calling. And then we had Vanessa Van Edwards, addressing micro expressions, addressing some things that sit under the surface when you are meeting with a potential client, a prospect, and even whether you're doing that in person or on the phone. Really fascinating stuff. Vanessa Van Edwards has done a TED Talk. It was a TED Talk about a TED Talk. In this clip, she goes over how different vocal cues can communicate vastly different messages in any call situation. This is one that you absolutely don't want to miss, and I do encourage you, please go back and listen to this full episode. It was fantastic.
Right now, we're working on a really cool vocal power experiment. So one of the things I kept seeing in our keyword research, so we do, reverse keyword research to see what people are searching to get to our website, was a lot of how to sound confident on the phone, how to like the sound of your own voice, vocal power, those kinds of things. And I was like, what an interesting topic. And vocal power is an aspect of nonverbal behavior, right? Nonverbal is body language, facial expressions, voice tone, and ornaments. And we didn't have a lot of vocal power. So what we're doing right now is we're doing this huge experiment. We recorded the same person with different hellos in different facial expressions and body language. So for example, you know, you answer the phone, hello. We are doing it with different facial expressions. So if I actually sound different when I answer the hello. So here's my happy hello. Hello. Here's my sad hello. Hello. So you can actually, it actually changes the shape of my vocal cords. And we
Vanessa, are there more than happy and sad? Can we try to, you do a hello and let's try to guess what hello means?
Yeah, there's way more. Okay, so here's one. I'll let you guess what micro expression it is. Hold on 1 second. Hello?
A little pissed off.
Confused.
No, a little pissed off.
Ooh, pissed off. Anger. Yeah, that one's anger micro expression.
How about
Wait, you're cheating, Jeffrey, because
I'm
looking
at her.
Yeah, I can't see her.
All right,
that's
go ahead.
Cheating.
Go again, Doug.
Okay, everyone has to close their eyes then.
Okay, yeah, close your eyes.
Jeffrey. I swear to God.
Don't cheat.
Close your eyes.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hello?
You're busy.
You already did sad. Afraid.
No,
afraid.
Busy.
You're right. Fear. Fear yes. Micro expression.
All right. 1-1. Do you have one more? Because this is going to break the tie. 1-1.
I do. I have one.
Not that we're in competition to one another, but I want to kick his ass.
Okay. This is a hard one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello?
Surprised.
No. Wow. I'm curious about who's calling. I'm a little afraid of who's going to be calling me.
So it's disgust, which is also a facet of like embarrassed. So disgust is when you crinkle your nose.
You don't need to use that anymore. You can see who's calling you. If the guy's an asshole, you just let it go to voicemail.
Yeah, or you have to answer it and you're like, hello.
Yeah.
So what we're testing is, one, do they sound different? That was an easy hypothesis. The answer was yes. The second thing we're testing is likability. So we're having people listen to the hellos without knowing, obviously not seeing anything, and rate the person on likability. So I like this person a lot. I don't like this person, or I like this person a little. And we're trying to see if we can hear the negative micro expressions versus the positive ones, and if that changes our perceptions of who they are. Because your first impression happens with hello. That's it. That's all you got.
Well, I try to answer my phone the same every time, so no one would know whether I'm pissed off or not. But let me ask you this question. Do you own the company?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all yours?
Yes.
Good. Okay, good. So you're not the lead investigator. You're the chief investor, the CEO, and if the toilet's broken, you got to go fix it.
Well, actually, we just brought my husband on as CEO, so I guess.
Cool. So he fixes the toilets.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's CEO, I believe, investigator, and then we have an amazing team of researchers.
Cool. I was going to say, honey, you should own the company. I mean, you're so damn good and very, very astute about what's happening in the world. Maybe sometimes too astute, but I would challenge you that you're on the right path.
Everyone needs a little help, even if you have trouble admitting it. You need sales help. It doesn't matter how long you've been in sales. The more you learn, the more you earn. If your sales need help, it's time to consider the Gittimer Learning Academy. It's the fun and easy way to brush up on sales fundamentals and learn new advanced strategies to close your next deal. We've got hundreds of hours of lessons on closing, referrals, prospecting. It's like Jeffrey sitting there right next to you, helping you close your next deal. You won't find a more comprehensive library of sales knowledge that you can actually use. Go to GittimerLearningAcademy.com and sign up for a free demo. Did I mention it's free? Free demo. I like free.
Not a lot of people know this, but if you are subscribed to the Gittimer Learning Academy, you can go to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to find out more information about that. But if you are subscribed, you actually get some of these episodes early, before anyone else has access to them. Plus, we put up some video features as well. So if you are a diehard, if you are a hardcore fan of this podcast of Jeffrey and Jennifer, I really encourage you to go check that out because it gives you access to materials that not a lot of the other fans are going to have access to. Okay, so a little something different now. We're going to shift gears over to Motivation Monday. If you haven't checked out a Motivation Monday live on Facebook, facebook.com/Jeffrey Gittimer, you have to. Mondays around 12 o'clock Eastern Time, we do a live show, gets turned around for the feed. It's all about motivating you, getting you started on your week, getting you ready to go make a sale on a Monday. And we've had a lot of fun with it. We're transitioning now, moving it to Twitter as well. So follow Jeffrey on Twitter, @Gittimer. Follow Jennifer, Jen in Any Minute on Twitter to check them out there as well. In this clip, Jeffrey is going to talk about the steps to properly prepare for every single day. Not just Monday, but we're talking about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even on your weekends. If you aren't preparing on the weekend for the week to come, then you're doing it wrong. It's plain and simple. So Jeffrey's going to talk about that, and he also gets into some of the things that has made that have made him successful over the years, including his commitment to reading and writing. Take a listen.
This is the challenge. Make a selection of what to read, and you only need to read a couple of pages. So you might want to read something on attitude, or you might want to read something on sales techniques. Just pick 5 pages from the Little Red Book of Selling or the Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude. Or take an old book like I do. I'll read Napoleon Hill, How to Sell Your Way Through Life, and I'll pick out a few pages and read them. Or I'll pick an attitude book from R.S. and Swett Marden and read it. And you can get all these books now. People are reprinting crappy copies in paperback, so you can buy them for 10 or 15 bucks. So go on eBay and look for attitude books, or go on eBay and look for old sales books and buy a couple of them and read them. Anything by Elmer Letterman, L-E-T-E-R-M-A-N. Anything by any of the masters, the Dale Carnegies of the world, the Robert Colliers, the R.S. and Swett Martins, of course, the Napoleon Hills. Read a couple of pages a day. Not every once in a while, but a day. And what will happen is you're going to find that you start your day with a positive framework. So you eliminate the television part of the deal, which is who got beat up in a parking lot or who got bombed or what burnt down or who's arguing with who or which guy's a liar and which guy's not a liar. Let me give you a clue. They're all liars. But the bottom line is I don't pay attention to that crap. I pay attention to me, most important person in the world. And I want you to pay attention to you, most important person in the world, and just carve out your space. I have my own space in my office, which is in my home also, but I'm fortunate to be able to have that, but you need your own space. So go to your space, get out your computer. You can even read stuff online if you want to, because a lot of the stuff is already online. So if you don't have the book, you don't have to buy the book. You can just search for something on Google or something on YouTube, maybe even watch the video. So I'm reading. The next thing I'm going to do is write. I might write down a couple of ideas or thoughts that I have while I'm reading, because sometimes reading inspires you to write. But I want to make certain, right now I'm writing a new book on sales. I don't want to announce it yet, but it's amazing. But I was writing for this while I was writing Napoleon Hill's Truthful Living book. I had to write an introduction to each chapter, and I had to write how to implement this into each chapter, and I had to put some annotations in each one so you could reinterpret them for 21st century. This book, by the way, is amazing. Just the full-page quotes in this book are absolutely off the chart. You can start out by reading all the full page quotes. Here's one. If you want favors, bestow favors. This is in accordance with the law of harmonious attraction, through the operation of which we get exactly what we give. We get exactly what we give. Love that kind of stuff. Here's the deal. This is a classic quote. Big pay and little responsibility are circumstances seldom found together. Woo! So your job is to, just realize that you have an opportunity and a responsibility to read and then be inspired to write. Maybe write a couple of tweets. Maybe write something that your customers need. Maybe write something of value. Maybe write something humorous. Maybe write something that someone would consider cool enough to retweet or repost. Put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Twitter. You can even take your writings and video them. You can write them down, and then you have them on your laptop or you have them on your computer screen somewhere. Read it into a video and post it up on your Facebook or post it up on your Twitter. We're live today on Twitter. Is it our first time ever on Twitter Live? Because we did Instagram last week, second time on Twitter Live.
And so now we're doing live Twitter, live Instagram, live Facebook, and we do them alternatively. And you're not, you wake up in the morning and you're all pissed off about the fact that it's raining or that it's too hot out today. It's going to be 95 today. Who gives a shit what the temperature is outside? 72 and sunny in your head every day, no matter what the weather is. Otherwise, you're not really jacking yourself up to have a great day. You're already pissed off about something before you even start. So read something that's positive and then write or record something that's positive. Got it? And then prepare. You prepare for your day, or you prepare for your client, or you prepare ideas, or you prepare questions that you're going to ask. Whatever you're going to do that day, you have to prepare for the day. Now, I've been preparing for a long time because I go out and do seminars, maybe 50 or 100 of them a year, in various places around the country, around the world, and I have to prepare. Sometimes I'll prepare into the night. I'll prepare till 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, and then wake up at 6 and have to prepare for my talk at 8. So I understand preparation as well as anybody on the planet. But I'm challenging you that if you are not fully prepared for everything that's going to happen to you today, in the morning, when you wake up, you're going to have a bad day, or at least a bad episode during the day, because you're unprepared. And interestingly, unprepared goes all the way over to a speech that you're going to give. Well, I'm afraid to give speeches, Jeffrey. I'm uncomfortable. No. You're unprepared. And most of the people are more worried about what they wear than what they say. I don't worry about what I wear ever. I'm going to start doing seminars in shorts and a t-shirt just because I don't want people to pay attention to what I'm wearing. I want people to pay attention to what I'm saying, what I'm thinking, and what they're hearing, and how they can write that down and turn it into action and turn it into money. And so should you.
That's it, folks. Wow, that was a lot that we just got to in the month of June. One of our biggest months ever in terms of the quality of guests that we had on, in terms of the gravity of the subjects that we were talking about, and just in terms of our listener numbers, we had a lot of great people. Let me hit those 5-star iTunes reviews again. This one coming from The Sales Babe. The Sales Babe says, love it. I listen every single week because of the education and entertainment. Hashtag sell or die, loyal fan forever. No question that Sales Babe is a sell or die hard. And you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Just hit us up there. It only takes a couple of seconds, and it really helps this show climb the rankings and get in front of more salespeople. We want to help as many people as possible. Do us a favor, hit up iTunes. 5-star review. If you're on Overcast, make sure you're starring every episode. Every little bit helps. We really appreciate it. Go check out these episodes, the full episodes from the clips that you've heard. The links are in the show notes to those full episodes. So if you missed one in June, make sure, and even if you didn't miss one, Jeffrey always says, repetition is the mother of mastery. So go listen to a couple of these episodes over again. And I hope you enjoy July. Hope July is treating you well. We've got Motivation Monday coming up next week. Jeffrey and Jennifer live again from the City of Lights, Paris, France. Should be a fun time. Plus Tuesday, we've got Dave Ferguson coming up to talk about not only how to talk to sales leaders, how to get into that C-suite and make something happen, but also how to be a sales leader yourself. So it should be a fascinating week of Sell or Die episodes. Thank you so much. I'm Doug Branson. I produce this show alongside Nada Edwards, our new associate producer. He is doing a fantastic job. For Jeffrey and Jennifer, get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.